friends. Welcome back to Anti-Visions. I just wanted to share a pretty crazy story here of a whistleblower or three whistleblowers, doctors in the military that are coming forward and sharing about the dangers of vaccine injuries that have been going on and basically been covered up in the military. And there's a court case that is up and coming. And just on Monday, Senator Ron Johnson, I believe he's out of Ohio, had a five-hour hearing with this Ohio attorney. I guess there were probably others involved because it was 5 hours. But this attorney who's representing clients that have been suing for vaccine mandates, and he's been representing a lot of military personnel. The attorney's name is Thomas Renz, and this is about the DMED, which is the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database. And it's like the VAERS system, which is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which we have in this country, where people can report any adverse events that they have. And it's kind of a long story. I've talked about it a little bit before in some of the past podcasts, but up until COVID, it was something that we paid attention to. But since COVID, it's been largely ignored for all kinds of false reasons, claiming that it's not accurate or we can't rely on it because anybody can report into it and all these reasons. So basically, this is the military's version of VAERS, but it's highly reliable. So if what is being said is true, then this could be a huge scandal. And it's important to understand that these whistleblowers are under the penalty of perjury. It's not like a game. They could easily not just lose their career, but even go to jail for lying about these things. According to Daniel Horowitz with The Blaze, he says that the DMED contains every ICD medical billing code for any medical diagnosis in the military submitted for medical insurance billing during any given period of time. Three military doctors have presented queried data to Renz that shows a shocking and sudden spike in nearly every ICD code for common vaccine injuries in 2021. I'm going to play a clip from the hearing in just a minute, but some of the things that have come forth is that there's been a 300% increase in DMED codes registered for miscarriages in the military in 2021 over the five-year average. Because basically what they did is they took all these codes and they did a huge query for 5 years to get a baseline, an average. And then they were able to compare, and it's really, I think, only 10 months. It's not even a full year after the vaccines. And so what they found is that there's a 300% increase for miscarriages. The five-year average was 1,499 codes for miscarriages per year. During the first 10 months of 2021, it was 4,182. But before I share any more facts, I'm just going to play the clip and let you listen to it and then make a couple of other comments from this article in The Blaze.
Please tell me... Apparently, one of the whistleblowers is brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, DOMPH, Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and flight surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase, 1,000.
10 times. That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that...
83,000 per year, I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of the unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests. So,
according to Horowitz, some physicians throughout the force, all branches, have been intimidated by commands not to perform the full spectrum of testing and adhere to the regulations. He says it will require other military physicians to step forward and share experiences to fully ascertain the enormity of these allegations and engender an investigation to the fullest extent. He also says if these numbers are verified in the upcoming court cases, then absent some massive military entrance fraud or bizarre glitch in the system, it potentially paints a shocking picture of vaccine safety concerns that would indicate that not only were the VAERS safety signals something that should immediately have been followed up on, but they are plagued by woeful underreporting. The military is a defined, finite, and closely controlled and monitored population. They are also overwhelmingly young and healthy. If allegations of neurological, cardio, and cancer concerns surrounding the vaccines are indeed true, the military would be the most revealing place to discover it, and their data is the most reliable and indisputable. DMED is quite literally an epidemiological surveillance program designed for the express purpose of detecting surges in illness and injury to make sure the military is combat ready. It's about national security, even more than public health. Why would the military not have blown the whistle and warned the CDC right away about this data? On the Military Health System website, the Armed Forces Health Surveillance Division is described as the central epidemiological resource for the U.S. Armed Forces, conducting medical surveillance to protect those who serve our nation in uniform and allies who are critical to our national security interests. The article later goes on to say, for his part, Senator Ron Johnson said at the Monday hearing that he put the Department of Defense on notice that it better not delete any of the data. The Department of Defense, the Biden administration, is on notice. They must preserve these records, and this must be investigated, said Johnson. Horowitz says, even if somehow these earth-shattering increases have nothing to do with the vaccines, isn't it important that our government investigate what appears to be a catastrophic decline in the health of our active duty fighting force? The bottom line, according to Renz, is that the onus of proof is on the government, not on the military personnel and citizens being forced to take the shots. In the opinion of the Ohio attorney, if the shots are safe and effective, then the Pentagon should have no problem explaining the source of these gargantuan increases in instances of numerous illnesses. Okay, well, we'll see what comes of it. I certainly hope that the Department of Defense does heed Senator Ron Johnson. I have my doubts that the data won't be deleted, but hopefully something comes of this and we'll hear more about it. All right, friends, until next time.